AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Live from First Class Sounds, you know who it is, DJ Scream. Big Bank is here, Baby Jade is here. We got a special guest with us today on Big Facts. He goes by the name of Aristotle, represent Aristotle Investments. What's up, my bro?
What's going on?
Everything good with you?
Everything good.
Now, it's been important. It's been important for us on Big Facts to teach as much as possible about, you know what I'm saying, financial literacy and, you know, people taking their money and doing the right things with it to try to create more money and wealth and all that type of shit. So hopefully you'll be able to give everybody some game today on how to do.
I got plenty.
You got plenty. How did it start for you? What was the moment when you was like, you know, I need to take the money that I do have and make some positive decisions to turn it into more money?
Well, that all started because I was in the military. I joined when I was 18. Mm-hmm. So I would say I was a barber in the military because it was easy for soldiers had to get their hair cut. So that was the first thing I learned was barbering. I learned that AIT.
So you was cutting hair?
Yeah, I was cutting hair.
Gotcha.
So I still cut my own hair to this day, right?
Yep.
So basically I was a barber and I wanted to figure out.
You cut your hair yourself?
Yeah.
How the hell you do that?
Over the mirror.
With the self-cut system. So it's like a 3-way mirror.
Yeah.
And shout out to Chuka the Barber. He sells a self-cut system. It has lights on it. And then you pretty much get in the middle of the 3-way mirror. And then you just can see all angles.
With the big mirror behind you.
That's hard.
Nah, it's just a 3-way mirror. So it's one
mirror
like this.
Too?
Yeah. So it's like, it's one mirror like this and then mirrors coming like that way.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So it's one right here and then some come. So anyways, I was cutting hair and I saved money and I wanted to figure out what to do with the money. And then that's where pretty much I just Googled how to make money from my cell phone. That's literally how I learned
that. That's how you started.
Back in 2016, I just Googled how to make money from my cell phone. The only thing that popped up every single time was investing. So I learned that how I research is I Google something and I read every last link.
Mm-hmm.
And then pretty much whatever they all say the same of, that's what I'm getting into.
Mm.
So I saw that every link said investing. So that's pretty much what intrigued my knowledge to it. So basically how I came up with a system was, and I tell people to use this system when it comes to saving. So I live extremely below my means. So the Army paid me about $4,000 and I was making $3,000 a month cutting hair.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would do was I would live off my $4,000 but use the $3,000 risk-free, just throw it in the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I was able to learn the stock market in trial and error, because sometimes I would blow that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You got to learn how to, you know what I'm saying? You got to make mistakes in order to learn.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I pretty much got into it.
So how many you think you fucked up before you got it right?
I would say about $50,000.
Yeah.
Of my own money.
Mm.
Yeah.
So how much do you think you profited
Oh, you ain't seen his Instagram? Oh, the man, yeah, having, like, the man having them M's now.
Jay,
Aristotle having them M's.
Pocket, Jay.
Nah. Like, it's easy to make money now. Like, as far as option trading and all that, option trading, I average about
Now, break it down. What is option trading? Because a lot of our viewers,
they ain't gonna know nothing.
They have no idea what
that is. So
that's pretty much what I specialize in at first. So basically, I was trading shares before. So I was building portfolio long term. I still do long term. I do both. But trading is what I like to teach people because it's quick and fast money. So this pretty much the difference between option trading and then trading shares. So if we were, let's just say we buy Apple, and Apple was $130. If we buy a share of Apple, we spend $130. Mm-hmm. But if we buy a contract of Apple, we're trying to pretty much, it's a contractual agreement within a certain time frame. So you could either do 1 week to years out if you wanted to, right?
Okay.
So basically,
and how much would a contract cost in comparison to the Apple share?
So let me explain the contract. So let's just say a contract is worth 1.1. That's the limit order, right?
Right.
Every contracts are 100 times whatever the limit order is. So if it's 0.5, it's $50. If it's 0.11, so if it's 1.1, it's $110.
Right.
If it's 1.12, then it's $112. So all you got to do is just multiply it by 100. So how you make money in options is I will buy a contract for, let's just say, $1, right, which is $100. And if that turns into two, I made $100 per contract. So instead of share, so that's why we try options the most, because
you get deeper with like calls and puts and all that type of shit.
Calls are betting on the stock to go up. Puts are betting on the stock to go down.
I'm an OTC trader. I make a little money, a little bit.
Yeah. So what's your background though? Like your real background, like family, where you
like
come
before
from?
The army, before the
right,
haircut,
before the
shit,
army,
all
before
of
the
it.
Haircut. So my family is from Cleveland Avenue on my dad's side, on my mom's side. Most of them are from Florence, South Carolina. So I lived in Southside Atlanta most of my life. I went to Creekside High School. I would say from like 0 to about 8 has been Cleveland Avenue.
Slack.
And so yeah, I used to play football over there. You know, Southeast, Rosa Fan,
yeah,
Avenue,
yeah.
All. And I used to play football when I was a kid. Forest Park, Forest Park Vikings. So I was big on Little League football when I was little.
So how you managed to not go the wrong route, like coming up in the hood?
Right. So basically, that's a great question. I would say guidance from my mom and father. You know what I'm saying? Even though we lived in that area, he would always tell me what not to do. You know what I'm saying? My dad sold drugs growing up. So, and my mom is like, you know, she middle class businesswoman. So I had the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
Like I really had a boys in the hood story.
Right.
Like my dad lived in the hood, and then my mom lived in the burbs.
Okay.
So my mom actually made me live with my dad because, you know, she felt like I was, because I got expelled in elementary school.
What the hell you did? How the hell you get expelled in elementary school? What you do?
Yeah, it's deep.
I told a girl to
do something inappropriate to yourself.
You know what I'm saying? But I don't remember saying that, but that's what they said I said. You feel me? So they was about to expel me for that.
Probably they might have lied on you and you just were too young to dispute it.
That's what I'm saying. So my mom hurried up.
Jay, the lawyer today. If you need legal representation, holla at Jay.
So that was at Liberty Point Elementary School and I would say that's Fulton County. That's Fulton County. So my mom moved me with my dad, and we stayed in the hood, and we stayed off Conley Road.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Southern Trace Apartments, Conley Road.
I'm like, girl, getting loose over there. I ain't put you out of school.
Yeah.
nah
they moved.
But how you managed to stay focused, though? After, even when you started, like, what kept your focus?
Because you gotta, I looked at it the opposite of what people looked at. I saw crackheads, I saw gang, you know, a lot of my cousins losing their lives to gang violence, stuff like that. And I was trying to figure out what not to do to not go down that path. So I was thinking complete opposite. I was saying, okay, I'm not gonna do this, not gonna do this, not gonna do that. And that's pretty much what kept me positive, just, you know what I'm saying, pretty much trying to do the opposite of what my environment did.
So basically you didn't get fascinated by the bullshit you got.
Nah, I thought it was stupid earlier.
It was a deterrent for you, pretty much.
Well, I used to visit my dad in jail when I was little. So You know what I'm saying? My dad. So I remember those visions of seeing my father.
And you don't want to do that.
Like on holidays, I'll be calling him. We'll be across from the, you know.
The little visitation.
The glass. And he'll be like, I'm sorry. Like he'll be apologizing to me and he'll be like, you know, don't do what I did.
Right.
So.
What's some of the obstacles you go through? Because you got your hair, you know what I'm saying? You look like a nigga from the streets and shit.
Right.
Inside the industry. What's some of the obstacles you go through trying to be, you know what I'm saying, being a young black man?
That's funny you said that because when I first started my profile, I didn't even show the fact that I was black.
Yeah.
For the first, so I literally started off on raw skill, just giving people free game. I was in the military. So I don't know why I didn't do that because I just felt like at first, you know, people wouldn't trust stops from a young black man. I was 22 when I first started. So people didn't know my age, my race, nothing. And they was buying and taking advice from a young black man in the military. And they didn't even know it. And I finally showed my face, I would say mid-2019. And believe it or not, that was the best thing I could have did for my brand. Showing that I was a young black man in the military. It helped me take off further without showing my face.
Are you still in the military?
Nah, I got out March 20th, 2020. Okay. So I was a millionaire before I left the army.
Oh shit! Turn up.
I only been out for like a year.
You want one of them reserve niggas driving a little Mustangs and Chargers?
Nah, I was acting. Okay. I was acting. Nah, but I did. No, but I did have a Camaro. So I still got it too. I still got the first car. You know how Ludacris still owns his Acura?
Yeah.
So I still own the first car that I bought when I first made me a little money. So which was a Camaro SS.
Don't ever let it go because that's a constant
car.
Reminder. Yeah.
I still drive it to this day. In fact, I was about to drive it here, but.
You got a thing out there now. I seen you getting that.
Yeah. We getting some more things.
We saw on your shit on your Instagram. So you have 10 streams of income, right? Is that correct?
Yes.
Can you run down them 10? Because most people, you know, got about one.
Right.
Yeah. Run down
one
the 10
possible,
for them.
Maybe.
One in a possible, like like some space.
I could just name a few off the top of my head, right? So, course option trading. Long term trading.
Okay. So you don't put that as one stream? That's different streams for you?
Because I make money in different ways. So I might make money option trading. Then long term trading is a different bag. And then dividends, I would say dividends and long term trading put together. But long term income, some stocks don't pay dividends. You see what I'm saying?
So are dividends like residuals?
So I was going to get into that. Okay. Dividends are pretty much companies pay you a percentage of their profits. So you have monthly paying dividend stocks, which I like. You got Maine, MAIN, then you got O, which is a realty company. So dividends, this is what I say is for dividends for somebody with a lot of money. So let's just say you got $1 million cash, right? And you don't want it to collect dust. Put it in the bank, will make it collect dust. If you buy shares that pay out dividends, you're pretty much letting your money make money. Like, I can pretty much show it right now. Like
10%,
some dividends,
5%,
all that.
Yeah. How you lose in this shit?
If the stock go down?
Yes, if the stock go down. So it's actually safer to buy dividend paying stock because they're less volatile. Because, you know what I'm saying, they're going to pay out a dividend to you for owning the stock. So like Coca-Cola is a good dividend paying stock. AT&T, good dividend paying stock. Those pay quarterly though. So then you got monthly and quarter. So what I do is the money I make from business and all of that, I make sure that's not sitting still. So I don't like my money sitting still at all.
Okay.
I like all my money to make money in some way.
So let me ask you this real quick, not to cut you off. So is a dividend kind of similar to a CD or a certificate of deposit?
No, here's what a dividend is, right? So for instance, Coca-Cola is going to pay you. So Coca-Cola is $40 a share, right? And all you have to do is Google dividend history. So let's just say Coca-Cola is paying you, let's say, I would say 20 cents per share.
Okay.
So every $40 you spend, they're going to give you 20 cents back per share per quarter.
So I'm basically making $8 off of Coca-Cola.
If you have a lot of shares of it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what? I think you got to about four. I'm just curious to know the other six.
Okay, so book writing. I have
two
books.
You're an author, right?
Yeah, I'm
are they
book.
E-books or like physical
e-books.
Books? Okay.
E-books.
What you write about?
So one book is called Find a Problem, Sell the Solution. And that's pretty much that's how I figure out all my streams of income. So what I do is I'll look at a problem And then what I'll try to do is sell the solution. So the problem was, back in the day, people didn't know how to option trade, how to get started in the stock market. So the solution was my book, my course, my chat. And then with this book, people want to know how to scale their Instagrams. So with this book that I just wrote called Find a Problem, Sell a Solution, I'm talking about how to scale your Instagram.
What does scaling your Instagram mean for the people that don't know?
Scaling your Instagram is growing organic following. So it's a difference between fake followers and an organic, of course. You know what I'm saying? So I'm teaching people how to create a mass movement for yourself. How psychology of crowd movement. When once you understand your audience and how they think, you'll be able to sell to them better. And that's what I taught in the book about crowd psychology and how to sell to your audience.
So that's authoring. Author.
Right.
You're about six. I think you're at six.
So YouTube. We need 7, 8, 9.
YouTube. Okay, YouTube. Yep.
YouTube, Instagram, stuff like that. And then mostly just books, because I got two books. So I count those as two separate streams of income. And I got a chat. Then I got
What's the chat?
A group chat.
Discord?
Yeah, Discord.
Discord, chat. Okay, yeah.
So if we want to just name them off, I just name, you know, the ones that's public, right?
Okay.
So we have chat. We have option trading.
Option trading.
Long-term trading.
Long-term trading.
Dividends.
Dividends.
Two books.
Two books, one, two.
That's what, six?
Six.
That's seven.
All right. That's seven?
No, that's six.
Six. YouTube.
YouTube.
YouTube, seven.
Instagram.
Instagram, 8.
AMU course.
AMU course, 9.
And then tour.
Tour, I got that. 10. You sound like you want to keep going. Do we have 11?
YouTube. And then...
So the course is what? That's the tour?
So I have a separate online course where it's called AMU University, and we have... So I just named 10 streams of income off the top of my head, right? So basically, all of those streams of income... Like the big ones, the ones I make a lot of money from, came from my strategy called Find a Problem, Sell the Solution. And it's all about plugging and playing where you see a problem. So I can pretty much make money right now by just traveling somewhere and figuring out what to, like, I also like to do this, and this is some free game for people. When you travel, you can make a lot of money that way, right? Because what you're doing is you're pulling a booming industry from here and placing it here. Like, I always like to give people, like, the seafood bag method, right? At one point in time, it was only a few people selling that seafood bag, like Juicy, right? If they weren't Juicy Crab, they weren't selling. Now you go everywhere, people are selling it. So what I tell people is pulling one business and putting it in another place is how you can make money too. And that's pretty much what I'm in the process of doing. Looking at winning systems and seeing where I can place it somewhere else.
Okay.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
What would you say is three vices? Like, we talked about, you know what I'm saying, the 10 ways that you get money, but what's like three vices? Like, I don't know if it's a food, a strip clubs, weeds, cars,
what are
some
three things that are not really in your
financially
best interest,
productive,
but you can't get away from them?
Not financially productive, but you enjoy them.
Weed.
Okay.
Weed is one of them.
Yeah.
I would say
you brought some cereal milk, didn't you?
Yeah. Actually, some pineapple express from the Backpack Boys in LA.
I can't wait to try it out.
I would say I don't really have many vices.
Okay.
But I would say weed would be. But I look at that as a business expense because
that's what I'm saying. Are you invested into the cannabis industry?
Yes,
as well?
I am. Viola. Okay. I am an investor in Viola too. So that's another stream of income. Al Harrington, shout out to him.
Shout out to him.
I'm investing in them. Mm. So I'm also doing that too. I'm investing into companies like startup companies and stuff too.
So how you have time to do all this shit?
And you got to make time. What I learned is there's a will, there's a way, man. You got to make time. Even in the Army.
Especially for that paper.
I had to make time. Like, I remember I was a millionaire before I left. So it was a whole system that I had to go through in order to, you know what I'm saying, get that money while I was in. Because, you know, they take 12 hours of our day.
Mm-hmm.
We wake up at 5 a.m. and don't get home to 5 p.m. You feel me? So.
Damn.
So what you do about a female? You single? You married?
Oh, I'm married, yeah.
How long you been married?
3 years.
3 years. So, like, what does your wife do?
Manage my company.
Mm.
You are.
We can't. Yeah. She manages my company. She the one who created the websites. Mm. She created the course. I'll give her the vision, and then I'll be like,
she'll
hey,
execute.
This. Exactly. So she's pretty much like, honestly, she's the backbone of the company. She do all the back end work. I do all the front end work. You feel me?
That's how that shit is supposed to be, man. Teamwork. So I love it.
I also want to teach that as far as young men too is help having your partner become an asset to you. You feel me? Like having your girl, your wife or whatnot,
mm-hmm.
create something together. Because that's how most people, if you look at any system that
that's
works.
That's how you maintain a relationship.
Exactly.
Too.
So on some soundtrack shit, bro, if you sitting behind that computer trading all day, because there's a lot of hours behind that computer, what you be vibing to? What you listen to? What's on
I don't listen
stuff?
To music while I'm trading.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So it's just silence.
Something similar to this. I'm literally live telling people what I'm buying and selling in my chat.
Okay. Respect
what about,
that.
What about who your favorite artist is, though?
I like a lot of Atlanta artists. I like, well, for one, Lil Baby is, you know what I'm saying, Automatic.
So that shit automatic.
Yeah,
in any nigga's category.
Any nigga's sound playlist. The top of everybody playlist. Is a little
baby,
bit.
It's for the people.
Yeah.
You damn sure fit the description.
Nah, Lil Baby is one of my favorites out right now. Big Crit, I like him a lot.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay.
I like Big Crit. I would say Lil Baby killing it right now. I like Rod Wave. I like his talent. As far as right now, currently,
yeah.
I can name those artists. If we talking about all time or currently.
Yeah, all the time. You the one. Whatever you.
You don't listen to like old school R&B?
I love old school R&B. I listen to all of it.
Okay.
Mint Condition is one of my favorite groups. Boys to Men by Default. Jodeci.
Okay.
I listen to a lot of that.
Give me two more. I need five.
Okay, Jodeci, Mint Condition.
Boys to Men.
Druid Hills. I like them. I like a lot of 90s R&B. Babyface.
Mm.
Okay.
I like him.
So what would you say to somebody because we talking to our audience that say, man, how can you get some money if you ain't got no money? Like, how can you start from square one? You dig what I'm saying? Like, so you had a check coming in for the military to invest,
right?
But if you at square one, what should you do?
I got
you say
plenty
to
of approaches to that method. So square one. You want me to talk about how I did it first?
I want you to talk to the water boy that walk up
water
to you and like, bro,
so,
I'm trying to be like you, but I ain't got no money.
Right.
But so I'm trying to get money.
So if you don't have money, the first thing I would say is before you can even talk about, we can get into business credit, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
First thing I'm going to say is saving, of course, mm-hmm. creating a system to save. So I talk about the system I used to save to even get money. For one, I was in the Army and I had an extra stream of income.
Mm.
What I was also doing was I was putting away money every week. Every Monday, I would put away
$100. But shit, we talking about ground zero because a nigga
That's
can't save
saying.
Air.
I started from zero. From zero, I put away $100.
But I mean, I'm talking about a nigga that ain't even got nothing
a way to make
lined up.
We talking about a street nigga, bro. A street nigga that ain't in the Army.
Flat.
He ain't got
a water boy might be making. Yeah, okay. That's what we be trying to. That's what we trying to get to. That's what we trying to pull. Yeah, we trying to pull it out of here.
We trying to pull it out of here. He needs one stream of income first.
Some type of stream of income.
So one type of stream of income could be anything, whether it's a job, hustling, whatever you do to get money. We ain't gonna say, because however somebody gets some money, as long as you ain't killing, you know, stealing, nothing like that, it's fair game in my opinion. So go ahead and get your money. Get you some money, one income stream one, right? And then the second thing is two streams. You really need two, in my opinion, no matter what it is, you need two streams of income in order to scale.
At least.
Quickly, in my opinion.
You gotta really, you gotta be a hustler from the start, basically. You gotta have a hustler mentality.
I'm about to say, like, it's kinda like everybody not gonna do it if they don't want it. You feel me? But you definitely need income stream one, and then you need to work on income stream two. And with income stream one is gonna be your living expenses. Income stream two is your risk taking. See what I'm saying? So that way it's risk free. See what I'm saying? So that's
so
what I did.
So if you lose, you ain't gonna sweat it.
Exactly. So that's why I was able to learn investing, because I'm putting in barber money the whole time, just pumping in barber money until I learn it. With me, what I decided to do was teach people a way to not go through what I had to go through, that whole selling. So, of course, you can get credit. You know what I'm saying? You can get business credit or credit. You feel me? So, let's just say a person gets an LLC, and the best way to get your LLC is to go on zenbusiness.com. It's as simple as literally filling out the application. Like, how long did it take us to get our LLCs? Well, I did mine back in 30 minutes it took them.
Yeah, if that.
Exactly. So people think getting the LLC is so hard. They're going to provide you your EIN and your LLC, and they even do S corporations, and they even do C corporations. So, and if I was to break down what S corps are for small businesses, and C corps are for people who would want to go public if they were to start a business or whatnot. And the LLC is just, you know,
just the basic startup.
Right, we
talked about on Big Facts before, like balancing your sacks. So if somebody got, let's say, 25, 30, 35,000, whatever the case is,
right,
when is the moment when you can go play? Because some people will go play with all that money, bottles, watches, jewelry, all that type of shit. But when do you feel like it's the moment when you can go play?
Because I'm gonna keep it 100 with you, bro. No man should be playing too hard until he got at least, in my opinion, at least an M saved up.
No playing at all until you got an M.
I didn't play at all until I had an M saved up. You can look at my Instagram and see I didn't do anything.
So you got two, whatever. If you
gonna have to invest in yourself, but it depends on what career we're talking about. If he's serious, if he's serious, like if he a rapper, he gotta play a little early, cause he gotta invest in himself, he gotta have jewelry, he gotta, you know what I'm saying, this and that. But if you a businessman like me, who wasn't even about all that, I would say, I'm just telling you my story. I didn't even believe in playing until I had at least an M in the bank. I wouldn't buy a watch, not a car, not nothing. Nothing, you feel me? Because I wanted to go bigger than an M. It depends on what your goals are. If your goal is an M, you could play a little earlier. But me, I was kind of like, shoot, this is my first time getting some money. When I first had an M, I was only 23. And I was still in the Army, so I'm like, if I blow it all right now, I won't have opportunities in the future. And I kid you not, I bought a house. As soon as I came to Atlanta, if you look at it, I had a house as soon as I came here. Most people aren't able to do that. And on top of that, I stayed in a hotel for 3 months. I stayed in so I was paying like $150 a day for 3 months, just staying in a hotel until I found a house here. Because I just got out of the military in March 2020. And I didn't purchase my house until June. So from about, so I was staying in a hotel from March to June 2020, paying $150 a day, sometimes $200.
That's discipline.
Discipline. So I knew I couldn't spend my money in the first place because I had a house to buy. I had a whole bunch of stuff to buy. So if I would have messed up, I'm thinking about all the things I would have did. If I would have bought a Lamborghini, would have bought a whole bunch of jewelry, all this stuff, as soon as I got my money, I wouldn't have had no money for a house or to stay in that hotel.
You would have just had your Lamborghini and jewelry.
I would have had that.
There's a lot of that going on, though.
You see what I'm saying?
There's a lot of that going on.
But I would say, like, I would say 100K cash, you need to start playing with it. But I tell people, what I learned, too, if I had to go back, I wouldn't use my cash.
Use your credit.
Boom. I did it backwards. I scaled my money, cash. But now that I'm up here and I understand, it's best to leverage their money.
Where you at, bro?
Up here.
Now that I'm up here, I definitely feel like, you know, it's time to get into the business credit and the credit game. And that's what I've been telling people and preaching. Mm-hmm. Hey, while you down, don't do how I did. I saved to get here and use my money. And literally everything had to work out in order for me to win. Right. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So with credit, when you use somebody else's money, you know what I'm saying? You still got that threshold of what if it don't work out if you're using business credit. You feel me? You can start over.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
But that's what the other kind of people do.
Use your cash to pay them back in increments. Exactly. Use your cash to pay them back in increments and sit on your cash and just let your cash pile up and just use business credit, business loans and stuff like that. And of course, we talking about doing in the future a business credit session in my live tour, which I'll be doing a AMU live tour, which is my company or whatnot.
Well, and what does AMU stand for?
Aristotle, Mike, and Unraveler. So Mike is a Caucasian male and Unraveler is an Indian male, right? Mm-hmm. So the vision was that I was telling them is...
So basically y'all are like three the hard way?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So the vision was I was telling them is, for one, we already diversified by default. I wasn't trying to make it that way. I didn't even know these guys' faces at first. Mm-hmm. I don't do business based on race or anything. I do business on...
results.
Boom. You see what I'm saying? That's where the money at, right? So... it just so happened that bro was Indian. He was white, right? Mm-hmm. So
how old are they?
Mike is 25, but he's worth a lot. All of us are rich.
But how old are y'all?
Mike is 26. I'm 25. And then Rambler is 28.
Pretty much the same age?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We're from different backgrounds. I'm the only one without a college degree, though, in the group. They have college degrees, but it's not in trading. None of us have college degrees in trading or the stock market or finance. We just did it and learned it and then taught the world, you know? Mm.
Do you rock with, like, some of the other, like, financial literacy crews? I mean, it's like, I guess, like, The Truth, Earn Your Leisure, Him 500 or something. Do you like, rock with some of them or check their shit out, too?
Yes. Okay. All of them.
Okay. That's cool.
I rock with, in fact, I just got off the plane. I was talking to 19 Keys like yesterday.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I was talking to 19 Keys. Him 500, I talked to him too.
What's next for you?
What's next is basically content. Like, I'm really trying to become, like, just keep scaling my content. And of course, I'm going to keep putting out streams of income. You know, I never like to tell my next move because you know how that go. I be having some, you know. But privately, you feel me? But like as far as like, I never really speak on what I do next anymore. I just say I got these movies coming out. Yeah. But what's really next is this AMU tour. Yeah. And that's gonna be in Atlanta where day one, we're talking about the fundamentals of option trading and technical analysis, right? So the foundation of option trading, technical and fundamental analysis. So technical analysis is when you're looking at the charts. And then fundamental analysis is pretty much studying the balance sheets and this and that for long-term trading, picking out good companies for your long-term portfolio. Mm-hmm. So we're going to teach that day one, long-term, and then we hopping right into trading technicals.
And then what's day two?
Day two is where we teach you our personal secret strategies because all of us have what are called high-probability setups. Mm-hmm. So the key to trading is this. You're going to have a list of 8 setups, right? I do, personally. Some people have 4, 5, or 2. And what we do is we literally sit patiently and we memorize these 8 setups. Or you can write them down and put, but you know, I memorize them. All I'm doing is waiting on one of those 8 things to happen out of the day. And that's when I strike. It's almost like you're a lion in the jungle hunting for prey. Mm-hmm. And you just in the bushes. And then you waiting on what? That prey to set up. So that lion is waiting on that gazelle to drink that water. So you can go attack or something or whatever you feel me? That's all I'm doing. It's just I'm a lion in the bushes waiting on something to happen, waiting on something to pop out. And as soon as I see that move happen, I click on it, but I be alerting my group via like this, like a live podcast. Like, hey, I'm watching this. All right, when it touch this, I'm going to buy. All right, get your contracts ready. Like stuff like that.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey there. I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything. A moment that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these very moments.
The last couple of years has been the hardest season of our marriage, for sure. I'm surprised our marriage survived it. I think we both are. I think we both were barely holding on. Nothing compares to how hard this is.
Their stories are full of candor, awe, and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change.
True behavior change is really identity change. Every action you take is a vote for the type of person you wish to become.
Listen to A Slight Change of Plans on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
How do you manage the people that's around you that, well, that came up with you that ain't gotten in going on and feel entitled?
That's a great question. So what I had to learn is you got to be the mean guy to some people, and you got to explain, you got to set the standard. Like, I don't really have anybody. Well, I don't have anybody around me that doesn't have some type of value. Like, everybody offers something. And if you don't, you got to understand that you're not going to be a part of the team. I'm unapologetic about that. It's either value based or you can't get in. You can't rock with us. You can't fly with us. You can't do nothing unless you bring value. Cause that's life. Quid pro quo. Is what can you do? That's Latin for you do for me, I do for you. You know what I'm saying? So I tell people life, I joined the military. So you know what I'm saying? Like, I already know I have tough skin when it comes to, you know, yelling at me, anything like that. I understand. So I'm the same way with other people. You got to be willing to understand that if you don't have value, you know, it is what it is, you know. You could be jealous, you could be whatever, but, you know.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
I feel like you're going to always have, that's unavoidable, though, because that's a question you can ask any rich person. How do you deal with family when they, you know what I'm saying, that's unavoidable. I went through it, you went through it, no matter who, getting some money, you end up, you know, you getting some money, people going to feel entitled to what you have.
Yeah, every problem become your problem. Every problem that everybody got becomes your problem.
I tell you, that's actually a line I say. Don't make your problems mine. You know what I mean? Like, they always, you know, they going to always do that. Hey, bro, you know, I had this situation, this and this and that. Once they figure out you really getting it, you feel me?
And what you would have did if I ain't had the money? Do that.
Thank you. Thank you. That's pretty much what I'm trying to say.
Right.
As far as grown men, though, like, I try to be a little bit more harsh on men in my family, particularly because that's how I was able to get out to the world. Because I grew up with three sisters in my household. So my mom explained to me that, hey, they can have, you know, we not giving you a thing because you a man. You know what I mean? Like, it's either you learn how to take care of yourself, you know what I'm saying, growing up, or you're not going to learn at all. So I get that same approach to other men. If I take care of you, you're not going to learn nothing. All you're going to do is become a bill. And you're going to have to provide for a family one day. So you're not going to understand how to take care of your own family. You see what I'm saying? So that's what I'm telling them. I'm like, if I baby you and hey, bro, I'm messed up. Can you pay this? I'm like, no. I tell all the men in my family no. Because nobody gave me nothing.
That's real
shit. You see what I'm saying? But women, I take care of my, you know, my grandma, my aunt, if it's a problem like that. But men, I let them know, like, you got to figure it out. I'm giving you a chance. It's not that I'm saying no because I don't like you or nothing like that. It's because
I don't want to cripple you.
I don't want to cripple you, because that would have crippled me. Getting everything I asked for, getting handouts. You know what I mean?
Real shit.
Mm-hmm. Well, how you feel about crypto and NFTs and all that shit? Because you ain't mentioned nothing about like crypto and Bitcoin and all that
shit. I invest in it, but, you know, like everyone has their thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, if you're a street dude, you sell drugs. If you this, right? Mm-hmm. Stocks are my thing.
Gotcha.
You feel me? And I believe it's easier to make money, and it's a lot you can learn about life in the stock market. Like, I learned how to manage my company from watching big companies manage theirs, like Apple, Google. Like, for instance, I learned from Apple diversification. If you notice, I just named 10 different things I can make money from. Mm. When you give your audience a broad range of products to buy from, you become almost like a household name and a staple to the game or whatever you're doing.
So like a necessity almost.
Yeah, so I had this product. So Apple got AirPods, iPads, all this stuff. And I'm learning from Amazon too. I'm learning from all these different billionaires from watching how they run their companies. So the stock market also teaches you how to run your company.
Yeah.
Because if you notice, they're always acquiring new company. They always, what they do is they sit on a lot of cash and they just sit back and watch other people do the work and they just buy it. Mm-hmm. They just buy whatever. They just buy them
Facebook
out.
Facebook just did. I mean, Facebook owned Instagram. Facebook owned everything.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
They genius. That is, you popping nigga, we finna
Facebook
buy
doing the same thing. Like, I learned a lot from Mark. I learned a lot from these billionaire people just watching how they move, how they acquire, how they set up their CEOs, how they set up their successors. Like, all this stuff people don't think about. Like, you got to have a successor in your business.
Mm. That makes sense.
So that's why I give game. Because if no one in your camp know what's going on but you, if something happened to you, you see what I'm saying? It all falls apart.
Yeah,
you feel
for sure.
So everybody got to have a successor and all that too. You know what's going on.
So how do you feel about Forex trading?
I personally, like I said, I stick to the stock market. But I believe it's a market to make money. Crypto, anything that makes money, I actually am investing in the crypto.
Okay.
So yeah, I do have crypto, but I don't, you know, advertise that. I do that personally.
Like kind of like on some little side shit.
Yeah, so that's another stream of income, crypto. You know what I mean?
So now we're at 12.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going crazy.
You want a smart one. How you avoid goddamn the temptation of like other women? Because you know when black man successful, they running at you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
How you avoid that shit?
Believe it or not, I believe other women are intimidated by me. You know what I mean? Like, it's because, and my wife, because you know what I'm saying? Like, once they feel like, for instance, they know my wife runs my company. She the one who answered my DMs too, so I ain't even, you know what I'm saying? I don't even. Yeah, you feel me? Like, so it's like, once that comes,
okay,
once
so
they know all that.
Level with this shit. Okay.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Like, I don't got time to answer my DMs.
Right.
I don't got time to, I'm focused on getting this money. Mm. So it's like, I don't really got to avoid it. It don't come near me, for real.
I can dig it.
You feel me?
Oh, you ain't even set yourself up in that lane.
It takes a lot to run a company. And it's like, you know, put it like this. You know, my wife is the one helping me get all this money. So I got to treat the person. If I treat her wrong, money can fuck her. Not saying it's about the money, but you see what I'm saying? It's a lot I have to lose by, you know what I'm saying?
Chasing a nut.
Exactly.
You'll be risking everything.
Right.
Nah, I dig it.
What would you want to say to the Big Facts supporters and viewers out there? What's the most important thing you would want to say to them as Aristotle to them?
Most important thing I want to say is learn financial literacy. Financial literacy is what's going to keep you afloat. It doesn't matter about anything. Financial literacy is this, learning all aspects of the game. Like for me, that's all I'm focused on is learning the taxes, the credit. Mm-hmm. Business credit. So remember, you know, credit and business credit, two separate things. Mm-hmm. The stock market, the this and that. The more financial literacy, if you become financial literate, you will not have no problems, like of anything. You just got to learn some parts of the game. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So that's what I want to tell people. Get your foot in the door, learn some things, and yeah.
It's possible.
Let me straight. Anything possible with financial literacy. I don't care where you from, how broke you are, how down bad you are. Mm. Once you learn financial literacy and learn money management,
Yeah.
man, what? I literally can start over plenty of times. Because I know the system. You see what I'm saying? It's a system to get money. Once you learn that system, it's a wrap. And that's what I teach in my book. So I teach in my courses. But like I said, I wrote a book called Find a Problem, Sell a Solution. And I believe that's the book that's going to help people learn advertise. I even teach you how to run your Facebook ads, how I did it. Because literally, like half of my followers came from Facebook ads. Mm. So everywhere I go, somebody knows who I am. All Facebook ads. You know what I'm saying? And content, of course. People resharing my content. Oh, I went viral a lot of times.
You went viral doing what?
Just content. Like, I made music. That went viral. So that's another thing. I rap about the stock market, too.
Bro, you ain't see it.
Yeah.
That's 13.
About 25.
That's 13.
About 12 more to go.
You rap, too. You produce.
Yeah, so that's actually what I'm getting on, too.
So what are you, like, the Wall Street rapper?
I guess you can say that.
Okay.
I be going crazy with the rap and that, and it goes viral. So that means I'm somewhat good. You feel me? Like, it went viral literally the first one I put out went viral.
The first like song?
First like snippet of me rapping went viral.
And you were rapping about like the stocks and stuff. Okay. Yep.
So when you do the course, you gonna perform?
Hey, I could. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's gonna be.
Hey, yeah, that's a whole other aspect. Then you'll start getting booked for shows.
No, that's exactly why, because the music. No, seriously, like what I'm learning is like I told my little brother. I dropped the bar on him today when we was in the vet riding here. I told him marketing is essential. You can have the best chicken in the world, but if this person markets it better, his chicken is better.
Facts.
Exactly. See what I'm saying?
Period.
It don't matter what's going on.
Exactly. Yep. That's what I always say about music.
A lot of people feel envious towards somebody. Like, man, I could do that better. I could do that better. Mm-hmm. I'm like, hey, if he can market it better, people do not care what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. So marketing, your product is only, in my opinion, your product is only 20%. Of the success.
It's all about creating the illusion.
Yeah, it's only 20%. 80% is going to be the marketing. Whether you a barber, like how I got on with barbering, this is how I was able to scale my barbering in the Army, marketing. Mm-hmm. I went to the local podcast. The local podcast, the local yard sale pages. Mm-hmm. Told them, hey, I'm cutting hair. Mm. I went to the local, whatever it is. So every city has a yard sale page. So if you cutting grass, if you doing hair, if you doing anything like that, your best bet is to go to Facebook, not Instagram, and go straight to the yard, go straight to the people in your local area, where it's the yard sale pages, where this and that, and advertise on there. And it was plenty. And I won't say it was barbers better than me, because I was better than them, and I was marketing better than them.
So they just did. They did.
You see what I'm saying? So if you got a good product and you can market, you're going to skyrocket quick. You see what I'm saying?
Nigga can't get no haircut no more for you, because...
Actually, I cut his hair like a minute ago. You know what I mean? Like literally.
Okay,
I actually want to get back into that because I want to do it for free. I'm not going to charge a soul again because I'm already up here. I just want to cut hair.
That up here.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you got to put that in the Bible.
Yeah. Nah, like it's just barbering is something I enjoy doing. It's the it's therapeutic. Yeah, it's therapeutic to me to.
It's like
to
doing art.
Yeah, to make. I also draw and paint too. No. That's something I'm gonna.
When your birthday, bro? What's your sign? When your birthday?
4/12/96.
What's that?
So, what are you in Aries?
Yeah, Aries.
Okay.
So I draw and paint too. That was actually one of my first passions. So that's why barbering was so easy to me, because I used to have a steel hand in order to, you know what I'm saying? So it's easier to fade and shade and do all that. You feel me?
Some people just born. Destined to be what they gonna be, bro.
Yeah,
right. Maybe it was kind of born up there.
I used to believe that though. I used to believe people are born for it until I realized nothing would happen if I didn't do it consistently.
For sure.
Yeah, you got to put action in it. For
everybody
sure.
Born for it, but some people just born with the mindset of discipline. Because all you sitting here saying all the shit you've been saying it takes extreme discipline. Not to be to not goddamn fall victim to the street shit, to not fall victim to these women, to not fall victim to goddamn splurging and balling when you got the money. That shit take real discipline, dog.
Well, it's about who you want to attract too, because I didn't want to. The reason why I didn't fall into the streets, because my goal wasn't to impress. When I was 12, my goal wasn't to impress 18-year-old Pookie. I didn't want to impress him. I wanted to impress the young ladies. So I didn't do street stuff because I didn't care about impressing them. So I believe it's all about what you care about impressing, whether it's yourself, it's about the crowd you're trying to, you know what I'm saying, impress. So I feel like a lot of guys fall victim to the streets too, is because they just trying to fit in. They just trying to, you know what I'm saying? And my goal in life was never to fit in. I already knew I was different. I already knew a lot of stuff I wouldn't be understood in the first place. So I never really just went that route.
Game from Aristotle, you know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all tap in. Give everybody the websites, the Instagrams, the Facebooks, the Twitters. Let them know about the tour. Give everybody, you know what I'm saying, so they can tap in with you.
So my Instagram is Aristotle_investments. My YouTube is Aristotle Investments. And make sure you guys, once again, tune in Atlanta. I'm going to be teaching you guys live. It costs $1,500 for 3 days. We're going to offer food and we got drinks.
It's a lot. So is it in person?
In person.
I'm going to ask you a key question because this is just.
This is in
person. Can they smoke there?
No.
They cannot smoke. Okay.
How many people?
And what kind of food? Is it like a snack lunch?
Max
like,
$250.
Or is it like real food?
Catered meal. Like we not.
What day is it? What day is it?
September 11th through the 13th.
Are you dropping bombs?
September 11th through the 13th. We gonna be, oh yeah. No. Not with the USA shirt on. Not with the USA.
Nah, we can edit this shit out.
No, because guess what? They didn't drop bombs. They flew a plane. So he, you know what I'm saying? We drop bombs on them in response.
We're gonna keep it raw.
They flew a plane. Funky, we dropped bombs. You see what I'm saying?
They dropped. They killed the whole country.
Aristotle_investment.
We appreciate it, man. Welcome on Bennett Big Facts. Very in the future, you know what I'm saying?
Informative.
What you call your informative.
Informationative.
I'm going to be on your line, bro.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Most definitely. Big shouts out to Aristotle, Aristotle Investments. You ain't even shout out the crew real quick before you slide.
Oh, yeah. So this is my boy, Jeff. He own Grips, Goodies, and Treats.
Okay. You ain't bring no treats?
So nah, that shit good as hell, too.
I know
if you went at
Jade always do that. I know him.
Yeah.
That's him. Oh, that's him.
That's Grips, Goodies, and Treats. So this is my cousin, my blood cousin.
Okay. Running the family.
This is my blood little brother.
Okay.
So he the one who edited all my videos and filmed my content for me and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then that's Core. He manages the tours.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he's somebody I talk to every day about business moves and this and that. So all three of them are the guys I talk to about, you know, my moves or whatnot. So they'll know before anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I'm saying? If you want to just know my moves, you got to kidnap one of them. Figure it out. You feel me?
That's what it is. Big shouts out to Aristotle pulling up the Big Facts. www.bigfactspod.com. Salute.
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod. Big Bank and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah. With the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfactspod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat merch
is going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfactspod.com. Visit now.
Are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids.
Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.